We'll all go to sleep one day.
有一天我们通通会睡了。
But death has no terrors.
但是死没有办法的恐吓我们。
The Bible says,
圣经说
Death, where is your sting?
圣经说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Where is your victory?
你的胜利在哪里？
You don't win.
你不会赢的。
It's not final.
这不是最后的。
It's not the end.
这不是结局。
We're just moving our residence.
我们只是搬家而已。
After all, I'd be kind of glad to get rid of this place I live.
毕竟我很我也很高兴要除掉我所
I mean after 80 years it gets kind of old
我很高兴要离开我现在住的这个地方因为过了80年已经很老了而且呢不会每天越来越好
I'll be kind of glad to move
我会很高兴搬家的
Now, I think some people that have lots of pain in their life they'll be pretty glad to move
我想有一些一生当中有很多的痛苦他们会很乐意要搬家的
Because that's all we're doing
因为这就是我们做的事情
We're moving into the other side.
我们是搬到另外一边去。
And that's a wonderful side.
那是很美好的一边。
And it's a wonderful place.
是一个很美好的地方。
But Jesus told the truth.
但是耶稣讲了真理。
He said he's just sleeping, and I'm going to wake him up.
说他只是在睡觉，我要把他叫醒。
All right, disciples, call it what you want to. All right, he's dead.
好吧，门徒，你要怎么说就怎么说，说他是已经死了。
I'm going to bring him back.
但是我要把他带回来
Because he's not dead.
因为他不是死了
The proof of that is he talked to him and he obeyed.
这个的证明就是耶稣跟他说话而且他也听从了
And did what he was told.
而且照着耶稣所说的做
Lazarus was really dead. Not only this side dead, but that side dead.
若拉撒路真的死了他不止在这边是死的在那边也会是死的他就不可能回来了
He couldn't hear.
他不可能听见耶稣讲的
He couldn't obey when Jesus spoke.
当耶稣说话的时候，他就不可能听从了。
And that's one of the most wonderful things of the gospel.
这就是福音最奇妙的一点。
Because death is such a terrible thing.
因为死亡是很可怕的东西。
And Jesus came to show us it's not final.
耶稣跟我们显明，死亡不是结局。
It's not the master that's unbeatable.
他不是一个没有办法被击败的主。
It's not the king of terrors.
死亡不是可怕的王
Because he that believeth in me shall never die.
因为凡信我的就永远不死
I was at a cemetery in Uruguay.
我曾经去乌拉
South America.
南美乌拉圭的一个坟墓那边
And the marble and the granite statues there.
那里有一些像
was so sad.
那里有一些像是用大理石还有花岗石做的、
so、sad.
非常的悲哀
There'd be a statue of a son lying down in front of his father they're all crying with an arrow through his heart killed
就会 有儿子他的躺在父亲的怀中然后他的心里面呢有一些箭他 被人射死了
There'd be another statue of an angel weeping
会有另外一个雕像是天使在哭
There'll be words written underneath.
下面会写了一些字。
Goodbye. I'll miss you so much.
再见了，我会非常的想念你。
And all kinds of things like that.
有各种各样像这样子的东西。
And then I walked on down and looked at these sad things.
然后我走一走，离开了这些悲哀的事情。
And I came to another section of the cemetery.
我到了墓园的另外一个部分。
And it was a Christian section.
那是一个基督教的墓园。
And what a difference.
这差别何等的大
Oh, shocking the difference.
这个差别让我非常的惊讶
Good night, mother. I'll see you in the morning.
妈妈晚安，早上见
Sleep, my darling. I'll be there soon.
亲爱的，你睡吧，我不久就要到那里了
We'll join together.
我们会再团圆的
Rest in Jesus.
在耶稣里面安歇吧
And things like that.
像这样子的事情
Because it wasn't final.
因为这不是最终的
It wasn't final
不是最终的
It wasn't the end
不是结局
It was just a new beginning
只是一个新的开始
That's what Jesus came to show us
这就是耶稣来跟我们显明的事
That there's life
有生命
Beyond the grave
在坟墓之外
Life now
现在就有生命
Not a million years later
不只是一百万年后
Because Jesus didn't wait a million years He just talked after 4 days
因为耶稣没有等一百万年他只是在四天之后讲话了拉撒路听见了
About maybe 4 months ago
差不多四个月前
I had a very very precious experience.
我有过一次非常非常宝贵的经历。
A member of our church.
我们教会有一位会友，他快要死了。
And she was laying in a cot.
她躺在
in a friend's home.
她躺在朋友家的床上。
And she was very near death.
她已经非常的靠近了死亡的边缘。
She died that night.
她那天晚上过世了。
And I went there that afternoon.
那天下午我去。
She was unconscious.
他已经没有意识，在昏睡。
Struggling for life.
他还挣扎的要有点生命。
And as I approached the bed,
当我靠近他床的时候
，She was one of the members of our church.
他是我们教会的会友。
Lovely Christian character.
他有很好的基督徒的品格。
And sitting at the side was her sister-in-law, who was not a believer in Christ at all.
旁边坐的是他的嫂嫂，她不是，根本不是信徒。
And as I stepped about, oh, perhaps 6 feet from the bed, maybe 5, not very far.
当我站到离那床差不多五六尺远的地方
It's like I crossed a line.
就好像我过了一道界限一样
I couldn't believe it.
我不敢相信
I kept saying the strangest thing. It was a terrible thing to say.
我不断地说 一句话，讲得很糟糕的
There Grace, that's her name.There she was agonizing.
那个姐妹她叫做 Grace, 她在那边非常的痛苦。
The sister-in-law sitting there.
她的嫂嫂坐在前面。
I stepped there.
我踏到了那个地方。
I looked at this body.
我看着她的身体。
And I said, Oh, it's so beautiful.
我说啊，好美啊。
Who thinks that was beautiful?
这怎么会美呢？
I thought the right thing to say. I know it is.
讲这样的话不对，我知道讲这样不对的。
But that's all I could say.
但是我只能够那样说。
It's so beautiful.
好美啊。
Because I suddenly stepped into another atmosphere.
因为我忽然之间踏到了另外一个气氛里面。
The first thing I was conscious of.
我意识到的第一样东西。
When I crossed that line.
当我过了那个界限的时候。
There's total peace.
有完全的平安。
I never felt a peace like that before.
我以前从来没有感受过像这样的平安。
There were no devils allowed in that place.
因为在那个地方，魔鬼是不容许进去的。
Every devil was excluded.
所有的魔鬼都被赶在外面。
Every demon, everything of darkness was gone. It was all light.
所有的小鬼，所有的黑暗都不在了，全部都是光。
Just like there's a window open and everything was light at that spot, like a spotlight.
就好像有一个。窗户一下有窗户开了，然后光线就整个照在那边。
And it was an atmosphere not like earth, it was the atmosphere of heaven.
那个气氛一点不都不像地上的，就像在天上一样。
And I said maybe a dozen times or more, it's so beautiful here.
我就说了好几次说啊，这里好美哦，这里好美。
The windows of heaven are open.
然后我说天上的窗是开着的。
And I thought, why are they open?
然后我想为什么这窗是开着的
？They've come for her.
因为他们已经来要迎接她了。
I said, the angels are here.
我说天使在这里。
And this unsaved sister-in-law said, Yes, I know.
这位没有得救的嫂嫂说，我知道的。
I looked at her and said, How did you know?
我看着她说，你怎么知道啊
？And she said, She's been counting them.
她说，因为她一直在算。
I said, How's that? She said,
我说怎么样呢
？She looked and said, Oh, there's one.
她回头看着说，哦，那里有一个。
There's another.
哦，那里还有另外一个，他的微笑。
And there's one.
那里有一个。
She counted 6 of them.
他算了有六个。
I'd step out of that place and I just back to normal.
然后我踏离了那个地方，一切又恢复了正常。
Step in.
我踏进去。
Everything was different.
一切都不一样了。
We call it death.
我们称之为死亡。
God calls it life.
神称为生命。
We step into a higher life.
我们是进到一个更高的生命。
A wonderful life.
奇妙的生命。
A life that's light and peace.
这生命是光跟平安。
A life where there is no such things as demons and darkness and sin and wickedness.
在这个生命里面，没有魔鬼，没有罪，没有黑暗。
A world so clean.
那个世界非常的干净
so full of light,
充满了光
so full of beauty,
充满了美
I couldn't say I thought I know people think I'm crazy here's this agonizing body with a few breaths more and I'm saying how beautiful how wonderful But I had to.
我想那些人一定会觉得我疯了，因为这个身体躺在那边很痛苦的，还剩下最后一口气，我却在那边说好美啊，太奇妙了。我必须那样说，因为他的灵早就已经越过了。
And I realized she was already in the arms of the angels.
我知道他早就已经在天使的膀臂中。
They are just waiting for her body to stop fighting them.
他们只是在等着这个姐妹的身体不再挣扎。
So they could carry her away.
好让他们能够把这姐妹带走。
It was just a few hours more, and they were gone.
后来再过了几个小时，他们就离开了。
When it was all over, I could step near that bed. There wasn't anything.
当一切结束之后，我又踏到那个床的旁边，什么都没有了，一切都已经去了。
But still alive.
但是还是活着的。
He that believeth in me, Jesus said.
凡信我的，耶稣说。
Though he were dead, yet shall he live.
他虽死了，却仍要活着。
That's one of the most wonderful things Jesus did to bring hope.
耶稣所做的最奇妙的事情就是带来盼望在坟墓之外的。
No other man ever could promise that.
没有任何其他的人能够这样子的应许。
No other religion in the world can ever promise that.
世界上任何其他的宗教都没有办法这样的承诺。
Some believe you'll be born once again and come back a mosquito or a cow or something or other.
有的其他的宗教认为说，好，你生下一次，然后你下次再回来的时候，你就是做蚊子或者是做牛。
But Jesus didn't talk to a cow or mosquito. He said Lazarus.
耶稣没有对牛或者是蚊子说话，他只说拉撒路。
You come forth.
你出来。
And he did.
他就出来了。
And that's the hope of the gospel.
这就是福音的盼望。
That's the one. That's why we love Jesus. That's why we praise him. That's why we worship him, because he's brought us so much hope.
这就是为什么我们爱耶稣，我们赞美他，我们敬拜他，因为他把这么大的盼望带给了我们。
Because we're all very conscious of our mortality.
因为我们都很清楚自己是会死的。
We're vulnerable.
我们容易受伤害。
Any disease can take us away.
任何的疾病都可能把我们带走。
An accident.
意外。
I told you I went through cemeteries.
我跟你讲过我去的墓园。
But I did not see a sign that says only old people allowed here.
但是我在墓园没有看到一个标志说这里只容许老年人。
No, all ages.
没有，各种年纪。
We're vulnerable.
我们很容易受伤害。
And what a wonderful thing hope is.
而盼望是何等奇妙的东西。
What a wonderful thing to know that death.Is not the end.
知道死亡不是结局，是何等的奇妙。
The beginning of a new life.
是一个新生命的开始。
I was grieving over a friend of mine that was murdered in South America.
我有一位朋友在南美被谋杀了，我非常的难过。
And I said, Lord, why did he have to go? He was so young. He had a beautiful ministry as a missionary. Why did he have to be murdered?
我说主啊，他为什么一定要走呢？他这么年轻，他是一个很好的宣教士，他有很美的生命，他为什么一定要死呢？
After a while, I got still.
过了一会儿，当我安静下来，
I heard a voice say.
我听到一个声音说，
You call it death.
你称这个为死。
I call it birth.
我称这个为生。
Would any baby want to come out of the womb?
有没有任何婴儿想要从母腹里面出来的？
Leave me here, nice and comfortable.
当然喜欢，他们当然不会喜欢说哦，在那里很舒服的。
Always the right temperature.
温度总是维持得好好的。
I get fed every hour of the day.
一天每一个小时都可以吃东西。
Everything's wonderful here. Just let me be.
这里一切都很好，就让我留在这里。
And they have to go through it.Terrible trauma of birth.
他们必须经历了很大生下来的痛苦。
But aren't you glad you didn't stay there?
但是你是不是很高兴你没有留在母亲的肚子里面呢？
Aren't you glad you came out?
你是不是很高兴你出来了呢？
Into a higher life.
进到一个更高的生命。
That's what the gospel tells us.
这就是福音告诉我们的。
We're going to be with Christ.
我们会跟基督在一起。
We're not going to be dead nor even sleeping.
我们不会死了，甚至不是睡着。
Because sleeping people.Can't hear or obey.
睡着的人他听不见，他也没有办法。
Lazarus,
拉撒路
come forth.
出来。
And Lazarus came forth.
拉撒路就出来了。
And opened up the door of hope.
他开了希望的门。
To all of humanity.
为所有的人类。
It's a wonderful, wonderful work of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督奇妙奇妙的工
作。Showing he was God.
他显明他是神。
Not only God and Lord of life, he was Lord of death.
他不只是生命的神，生命的主，更是死亡的主。
Reaches beyond the grave.
他能够越过坟墓。
And rules on the other side.
在另外一面掌权。
And brings forth his will.
而且能够成就他的旨意。
And live forever.
永远活着。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you. You came to this earth.
主耶稣基督，我感谢你，你来到了这个世界。
I thank you for the hope.
我为这盼望感谢你。
We can live in hope instead of living in terror of death.
我们能够活在盼望里面，而不是活在死亡的恐惧里。
Instead of living in terror every day for some sickness or some accident or some horrible thing.
我们不会每天都活在对于疾病的恐惧，对一些事情的恐惧里面。
But the hope.
而是盼望。
Oh, I thank you for giving us hope.
我谢谢你赐给我们盼望。
I thank you for showing us that you are God of life.
我感谢你跟我们显明你是生命的神。
And even life after death.
甚至死后的生命。
A greater life, a higher life, a more wonderful life.
更大的生命，更高的生命，更奇妙的生命。
So I thank you, Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣，我感谢你。
That you said that whosoever believeth in you.
你说凡相信你的。
Whoever.
不管是谁
should not perish,
就不至灭亡
but have everlasting life,
反得永生
a life where there's no death ever comes,
这个生命永远都不会有死亡
no sickness ever comes,
永远都不会有疾病
no accidents ever carry away a loved one,
绝对不会有意外把所爱的人带走
life everlasting,
永远的生命
oh I thank you for the day I first believe,
我为我第一天相信的那个第一天
thank you for the day I firstheard and understood
我感谢你那天我第一次听见了而且了解了
the gospel of life
生命的福音
and I was set free from my terrors
我就得释放脱离了我的恐惧
and life came into this dead spirit
生命进到这死的灵里面
and I'm living
我活了
I'm living with the same life I live on the other side
我是带着一个我将来要在另外一边活着的同样的生命
Because Christ liveth in me.
因为基督活在我的里面
And the spirit of life is in me.
生命的灵在我的里面
And the spirit of life is in everyone that believes on him.
凡相信他的那生命的灵就在他的里面
And Lord, if there's anyone here tonight that's in doubt,
今天晚上若有任何人有怀疑的话
Anyone here tonight, Lord, that's fearful and wonders and is terrified of the other side.
如果今天晚上这里有哪一位对另外一边觉得怀疑觉得害怕的话
touch that life, touch that heart.
求你就摸着那个人的生命摸着他的心
let faith and hope come.
让信心跟盼望来到
You said there are three things, three basic foundational things for every Christian.
你说基督徒有三件事有三样基本的东西
faith,
信心
hope,
盼望
and love,
和爱
nothing else.
没有别的了
With that, everything can be built.
有了这一些，一切都可以建造起来。
On that foundation, every life can build.
在这根基上，每一个生命都可以建造起来。
Faith, hope, and love.
信、望、爱。
So, Father, I pray.
所以父，我恳求。
That if any heart here is empty of any of those three things.
如果在座有哪一颗心少了这三者中的任一个
even tonight they'll come to you and say grant me
甚至今天晚上他们能够来到你的面前说生命的主啊
grant me
求你赏赐给我
faith
把信心赏赐给我
and hope
把盼望赏赐给我 把爱赏赐给我
let me be under the banner of Jesus Christ the Savior of men
让我在耶稣基督人类救主的旗帜之下
For you came into this earth to overcome death so that we could live.
因为你来到这世上胜过了死亡好让我们能够活。
And you did.
你已经成就了。阿门。
上爱德华米勒牧师的信息里，我们可以看见耶稣是何等不寻常的一个人。他的好朋友拉撒路死了，可是他却有一种何等不同的反应，显明他的生命是活在天上，他不再受这样的灾难的影响，他胜过他的环境，胜过这样的试炼。哈利路亚，他说拉撒路不过是睡着了，我去叫醒他。虽然从外表来看，从人的眼光来看，拉撒路明明是死了，可是他有一种不同的眼睛，他乃是从神的观点来看，他乃是从天上的眼光角度来看这世上的事情，他有何等的把握，知道父神与他同在，知道那叫死人复活的神活在他们的里面。哈利路亚，当众人环境都对他不利的时候，他还是持续的相信。我们必须要有他这样一个神儿子的信心，我们就必看见神的荣耀了。但在这样一个行生机的过程里面，他却是一样的哭了，表示他跟我们一样是有性情有情感的人。哈利路亚，但他却没有因为发生这样灾难而来的这样的悲伤与忧愁影响了他对神的信心，他的心仍然坚定在神的身上。哈利路亚，他帮助当下四周的人挪去了心中的那块石头，挪去那不幸的恶心。哈利路亚，他诚然行了一件明显的神迹，他大声的向一个已死的拉撒路在那里说话，居然他照他所说的话成就了，他叫醒了拉撒路，出于神的就说出神的话，并且圣灵在他身上是没有限量的。耶稣不但在那里说出神的话，也看见当下就应验了，证明他是出于神的，证明他是受神所差遣的，他乃是神的儿子。虽然外表看起来不过是一个木匠的儿子，但他说话他行事显出另外一个国度来，显出另外一国度的权柄与能力，再三的向人表明他就是弥赛亚，他就是真神的儿子。哈利路亚，有谁能够叫死人复活呢？他居然胜过死亡的权势。人生在世最害怕的不过就是面临死亡，不管你是一国之君，或者你是百万的财主，或者你是饱富学问的学士，但面临死亡的时候，没有一个人能够逃得了，每一个人总是要面对最后的敌人，就是死亡。但这个人却不害怕死亡的权势，并且胜过死亡的权势，能够叫人从死里复活，他是一个何等不同的人，显明了正如他自己所说的，他就是生命，他就是复活，他胜过死亡，他战胜了阴间，他显明他是掌管我们一生的主宰，他是我们生命与死的主。哈利路亚，今天福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。福音带给我们何等的盼望，就是虽然我们都要面对死亡，但我们却能够复活。哈利路亚，死亡不能够关注我们，正如阴间的权势不能够辖制耶稣，那坟墓不能够留他，他已经复活，因为他复活我们也要跟着复活。哈利路亚，因他活着我们也要活着，所以我们可以面对明天。一个基督徒是不惧怕死亡的，一个基督徒知道死了不过到他的面前去。哈利路亚，比活着还要美好。哈利路亚，我们不过换到另外一个世界，是我们久久所盼望的，所以我们要存着一个勇敢的心而活着，因为耶稣说凡活着信我的人必永远不死，虽然死了也必复活。哈利路亚，今天我们靠着神，我们得胜有余了，我们要将仇敌践踏脚下。哈利路亚，因为耶稣已经胜过死亡，胜过疾病，胜过魔鬼，他已经作王了，在十字架上已经得胜了，阴间的权势不能够辖制他，那空坟墓就是我们得胜的记号，他已经释放了我们，他叫我们也同样的胜过致死，那最后的仇敌就是死亡。他是复活，我们也要复活，他是生命，我们就永远活着，因为这样的一位主活在我们的里面，胜过那一切的疾病，胜过那一切阴间的权势，胜过那黑暗的阴影，叫我们不再活在惧怕死亡的阴影里面。所以我们能够像耶稣一样勇敢地面对死亡，像 他这个仇敌夸胜，借着十字架向仇敌夸胜，高喊哈利路亚，因为死亡不能够胜过我们，死亡不能够叫我们惧怕，靠着主我们得胜有余了。我们今天心里面对死亡还存着惧怕，我们要把这样的一个仇敌交出来，让神亲自对付他。我们要靠着耶稣的名大胆的宣告，哈利路亚，耶稣今天在我里面胜过这个死亡，在我里面比这个世界上都大，哈利路亚，死亡不能够辖制我，因为耶稣他复活，我也要从死里复活，哈利路亚。勇敢的向这个仇敌来宣告，大喊哈利路亚。我们宣告的时候，你就发现你就不再被这个惧怕所辖制了，神的能力，神的权柄要叫我们得以释放，叫我们得以自由，因为他如何借着十字架得胜，我们也要得胜。我们乃是与他一同坐在天上，最后看到他的仇敌被踩在他的脚下，哈利路亚，因为他是君王，胜过一切的仇敌。愿神祝福你们。好，